Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline.ag. Major League Baseball is in full swing, and there are no shortage of ways to get on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back sports bonuses. BetOnline, your wagering online experts. All right, guys, welcome to another Pitt Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host, brought to you by Armchair Media and BetOnline.ag. Hashtag take a seat. Excuse me, I'm drinking some water. It's been a month. My last podcast was on June 27th, I believe. And I don't know. I've been in the process of moving, I can say that. I mean, there's a lot going on in my personal life right now that I won't get too heavily into, but, you know, I'm in the process of moving right now, and that and my job got a lot busier because as Texas opened up, so did all the COVID cases, which means so did all of our work. All that revenue that we were losing from the hospitals, well, we got it all back because, well, we opened up the open up everything, and, well, a lot of things happened. We had a lot of spike in COVID cases. And the thing is, obviously the protests are going to get blamed for this. Well, they've been blamed. But when, you know, when the governor announced he was going to reopen the state, little by little, people just stopped caring, and, well, this is what you end up with. Being, you know, bars were still filled. People are still doing what they're doing now. You know, I won't say, you know, a relative of mine lives down here now, and, well, there was a picture of her at the pole, and the pole was packed. I don't know, guys. I mean, the complex I was living in, they had some positive cases. Even one of their workers got, you know, so much. But let's just get away from all that. And today I wanted to make this a Pitt-centric podcast. And when we're not talking about all the crap that's going on, and I know professional sports is back, but we'll get into that later this week. I've got some other ideas for what I want to do with my podcast. You know, some lighter side stuff, I guess you can say. But today is a Pitt-centric one. You know, although I watched the Pens on Saturday, and that was disappointing. You know, the 5-12 matchup, doesn't matter what sport it is, it's one that never ends well. But I think the Pens will win the series. It's just Montreal's going to make them work for it. I mean, when you run into a goaltender like Carey Price, you're going to have a bad time. Pens had every chance to win that game and take control of the game, but they just gave it back. I mean, Connor Sherry's penalty shot, I mean, I sat and I watched that, and that's some shit that you do in Nintendo ice hockey. I mean, that was a Nintendo ice hockey fucking penalty shot. I mean, you really think a goaltender is going to give you that much fucking room? And I believe it was his fucking blocker side. Do you really think he's going to... I mean, Carey Price practically freaking bluffed him. I mean, the guy was a poker player, and that's really what happened here. You can't, you know, when you take a penalty shot, I mean, I played ice hockey. I mean, and all kind of hockey. I'm sure you guys played some sort of sport. You don't let your opponent fucking bluff you. You don't let them be the bluffer. You got to be the one that bluffs. You got to be the one that makes them sweat. And Connor, you know, going hand in hand, well, Carey Price just ate his lunch and didn't have to have didn't really have to do much effort in doing it because Connor wasn't one to challenge him. Connor, stop being a pussy. Next time you take a penalty shot, you challenge him. I mean, if you're going to do something like that, just take a fucking slap shot. Go right at him. If he's going to give you that much room, don't take no stupid ass wrist shot. Freaking slap that shit. Sorry, guys. If you're not going to go at Carey Price and you're going to do crap like that, just take a goddamn slap shot, for God's sakes. Who cares? And who cares if people make fun of you and you commit an unwritten rule of hockey by taking a slap shot like, a few inches from the goalie? Who cares? You're trying to win a goddamn game. Anyways. A lot's happening in the world of Pitt. Let's start with all the bad news. First of all, Pitt had a decommit in football, Trevian Stevenson. I thought this was hilarious because when he committed to North Carolina, Chris Peake sent out a tweet that said, former ODU commit, former Pitt commit, commits to North Carolina. I thought that was freaking hilarious. I mean that was like grade A petty, but I give props to Chris for the innovation on that one. Obviously, I've read one of the articles, and Trevian obviously fell in love with the North Carolina staff, and they've been building relationships with them, supposedly, for a while now. If that's the case, then why the hell do you commit to Pitt then? And what was crazy about it was, 3 days before his decommit, he's doing all this Twitter art, you know, videos and stuff, and he can't wait to get to Pitt, and 3 days later, he's decommitting, he's going to North Carolina, and he makes his own video. I don't know why he decommitted to Pitt. Maybe he just got bored and he wanted to make another commitment video. You know, he's young, maybe he just needs something to do, and he needs to do some more artwork. Anyways, at the end of the day, it's his future, and if he's happy there, that's all matters. Good for him. Except when he plays against us. Also, another thing of bad news, Jalen Hood-Schifino decommits from Pitt. That's Pitt Hoops. He was an early commit, and you know how these go with Pitt Hoops. Doesn't matter who the coach is, whether it's Dixon or Capel. Pitt just can't seem to hold on to the guys who commit 3 years in advance. We had an early commitment from Terrell Pryor, and then he realized how good he was in football. And then he went for football, and he went to Ohio State, and he had a pretty storied career, I guess you can say. I mean, went to the NFL, and I think now if Terrell Pryor would come out, I think he would be a star in the league. Because he'd actually have some coordinators to work with him where he wouldn't be, it'd be like Lamar Jackson pretty much. And a lot of these other quarterbacks, they're out. I mean, I think he'd be a star, not so much a star, but he'd be playing quarterback, not receiver. Although, supposedly Dave Wannstedt said his future was wide receiver. And, Pryor obviously wasn't too happy with that. But Terrell Pryor ended up at wide receiver. And he had a really good year. He had one really good year in Cleveland. And Cleveland offered him a really good deal. Terrell took a gamble and went to the Redskins. And for some reason, he underperformed. And they said he needed a lot of work. I mean, he went from pretty much, if he would just took the money for Cleveland, all he would have to do was just show up and make his money, and that was it. I mean, he probably could have been the go-to guy and whatnot, but he felt if he can go to Washington and perform, he can get a long-term deal and a mega deal. But, obviously, he overvalued himself, and He went to Washington, and if you look at that team for the most part was hot garbage, and he couldn't really do anything. So now he's out of football, and that's about it, really. He's out of football. So he took a gamble and didn't pay off, and, well, that's where he's at. So, I mean, I'm sure he's got plenty of money from what he made from Ohio State, and, God, I mean, selling autographs and whatnot. I mean, the guy will still make money no matter what. I mean, it's like those one-hit wonders. I mean, they may have one good album, but they still make all their money from touring. You know, I was listening to, I think it was years back, I listened to Sirius Radio with, you know, the old school hip-hop station. God, I forget what it's called. It was Ed Lover used to host it, but they had Cisco on, and he, you know, he did the Thong song and whatnot, and he makes a lot of his money. He makes a lot of his money touring now. He said he made so much off that album that he really had to really get too creative anymore, and he can just go and tour, and people will still go to shows, and he makes money. So I'm sure Pryor will make his money no matter what, autographs and whatnot. I mean, I'm sure he will get taken care of in Columbus. But in terms of other early commits, there was Herb Pope. And Herb just went to the deep end and went to Seton Hall, and we never really saw much of him ever again. I mean, he did play pretty well at Seton Hall, but I think he ended up in jail, and I'm not sure what he's doing now. I think he may have cleaned himself up. Maverick Rowan was an early commit, and his dad got a job somewhere, and he left everything, went to Florida, and he ended up at NC State and tried to go to the NBA, and now he's in the G League or whatever, you know, developmental league he's in now. Hopefully one day somebody will have a use for him. And then there was Mustafa Heron. He was a prize recruit, and once Rorson left and pretty much the whole recruiting class fell apart at Pitt, we ended up losing Mustafa Heron too. So, yeah. But, I mean, as far as Jalen Hood-Shafino goes, he's a really good player, and, of course, bigger schools are going to talk to him, and he owes it to himself to listen to them, because it's his future, and, of course, Pitt's going to be still on the top of his list, but I doubt he ends up at Pitt. He probably goes to a bigger school where he'll probably get taken care of a lot more, and he'll get a lot more perks. You know, it's not to say that Pitt wouldn't give him any perks. Plenty of Pitt Hoops players have left Pitt, and they've been successful, but, you know, he was something bigger than that, and whatever. I mean, it is what it is. Now, some good news. Elliot Donald committed to Pitt. Defensive lineman from Central Catholic. Pitt obviously cracked the top 25 in the Rivals rankings, which is, you know, pretty cool, I guess. I believe he's a 4-star lineman, and he had a top 8 that was pretty healthy. Now, he had a top 8 that included Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, Texas A&M, West Virginia, and the defending national champion, LSU. That's pretty good, you know, crop of schools to be picking with. And, well, not to mention he's related to Aaron Donald, who was number 4 overall in the NFL top 100. I think he was higher than that. I'm not sure what to look, but I think he was very high. Lamar Jackson was number 1, which is, to me, kind of baffling, because I would put Lamar Jackson top 10, but definitely not number 1 overall. I think the NFL Network just did that because, well, they've got better things to do than argue with people on Twitter. So if they just give it, you know, Lamar Jackson, the number 1 overall, they don't have to worry about that anymore. You know, it's less stress on them, and people are happy. But a legacy committing to Pitt, that's big, because that's great. Because I would say 4 or 5 years ago, Elliot Donald probably doesn't end up at Pitt. He probably ends up at Penn State or, well, not West Virginia. He probably ends up at either Penn State, probably Notre Dame, Michigan, or Ohio State. I don't think he ends up at Pitt. I think if If anything, he probably ends up at Penn State. More than likely. I mean, I remember the one recruiting year Dave Wannstedt had, where he had two legacies commit to Penn State. He had Miles Diefenbach, who I think his dad didn't play football, but he did something with Penn Athletics. I think tennis, I think. But the one that really hurt was Tom Ricketts. And what really hurt, made this one hurt, was because the kid and the Ricketts family, they went to the Pitt games and they wore the Pitt gear, they tailgated. And he went and he fell in love with Penn State and he committed to them. I mean, when you have legacies that go elsewhere, it's never a fun thing. And, well, Pitt's, despite losing Trevon Stevenson, Pitt has a really, still has a really good recruiting class. And, they lost one, but they added Elliot Donald, and it's a really good class. So I'm pretty excited about it. And on top of that, as we move on, Pitt has their revamped football schedule. They have five home, five away. Now their five home are Louisville, NC State, Notre Dame, Syracuse, and Virginia Tech. On the road, they get Clemson, Florida State, Miami, Boston College, Virginia Tech. I guess I'll eventually dig into this deeper, but Pitt obviously has got a tough schedule ahead of them. Off the top of my head, I'm looking at, let's look at the schedules right now. Let's see. Louisville and NC State are no doubt winnable games because they're not that good. Syracuse is winnable. Not sure about Virginia Tech, I think at home it's winnable. Notre Dame is winnable. Actually, all five of these home games are winnable. I say Pitt probably wins at least four of them. On the road, though, Pitt's got Clemson, Florida State, Miami, Boston College, Georgia Tech. Boston College, Georgia Tech, they should be able to win those games. Florida State, it all depends. Not sure how that works out. Miami may be a little tougher, and of course there's Clemson. And that's clear Clemson. The hilarious part about this is the fact that if you looked at the schedules, somehow the Carolina teams got to avoid Clemson. Not sure how it happened, but they got to avoid them. And not like it matters anyway. I mean, they're not going to, who knows how the bowl season begins. I mean, 10-game schedule, I don't know. I'm not going to dig too much deep into this right now. I mean, there's, a lot to get into, but, we obviously lose Miami, Ohio, Richmond, and Marshall. I mean, the schedule's a lot tougher. I mean, what is usually a typical 7-8-1 season for Pitt, we're looking at between 4 and 6 wins this year. God, that sucks being a Pitt fan sometimes. But you know what? It's funny. It's funny that we get our really good loaded team this year, and of course, a loaded schedule. Oh, well. It's part of life. It's part of being a Pitt fan. And who knows? Maybe Pitt will blow the doors out and win all 10 games. And, just maybe. You never know. But let's talk to you guys about Manscaped. 2020 has been a year of things happening that are out of your control. But there's one thing you can't control, and it's shaving your bush. And of course, with Father's that has passed, you obviously missed out because, you enjoy showering with your dad on Father's Day. And of course, this Manscaped product would have been a great thing to use. But you know what? There's going to be another Father's Day's playing other Father's Day's coming up. And why not gift your dad next time with the Lawnmower 3.0? It's a premium electric trimmer. It's got more battery space, more battery life, I should say. It's waterproof. I mean, because you and your dad, you can pass the Lawnmower 3.0 back to each other, man. You can share it. All kind of other neat stuff. If you go now, use the promo code ARMCHAIR, get 20% off and free shipping. So grab 2020 by the horns and start shaving that front trunk. I totally boggled that whole ad read. And I sure wrote that down more, but you know what? Oh, well, never mind. Anyways, a big shout out to Pete C. Windows, as he calls himself on Twitter. Actually, his Twitter handle is @AC_or_Windows, AC or Windows. He posted something this is the background to my live ad read for Manscaped. He threw out a tweet saying, if you want to enjoy the fruits of of the tradition of sharing with your dad on Father's Day, gift him with Manscaped. It was something like that. And Manscaped, I guess, caught the tweet and they're like, wait, what? And he replies, what? And a whole bunch of people start replying back saying, yeah, I thought everybody shared with their dad on Father's Day. And it was just downhill from there, but it was great. I always told him I was going to use this. In fact, you know, I need to get him on. So, yeah, I need to get him on one of my podcasts. And I need to get definitely Warzoo as well, because when those two get together on Twitter, they're kind of fun. Warzoo's pretty good with betting. He will also get pissy over pizza over certain pizzas that get, you know, that appear in Yelp. When they had that whole Twitter Pittsburgh pizza poll, I think the guy almost had a falling down moment on a few of those. And I think one of them was when Beto's got beat by Sorrento's or whatever shitty pizza that, you know, we all loved in college. Yeah, he Beto's lost, and that was pretty much downhill for him. He was pretty pissed off. But as far as AC goes, he's a Lincoln Place guy like me. We're both from Lincoln Place and born and raised, but we don't admit that we are from there, because it's something you should never do if you ever want to get laid. You should never admit you're from Lincoln Place. I just remember, you know, in college, when I lived with my parents still, I used to go in the Pittsburgh chat rooms, and I would try to talk to girls, and when they would ask me where I was from, you know, I would say Lincoln Place, and two things would happen. One, I would never get a reply back from the girl, or two, they would ask me, where the hell is that? So I had to start using West Mifflin or Munhall, because, well, nobody knows where Lincoln Place is at, and nobody's ever freaking heard of it. But that's just something me and him have had to live with all these years. And that's what my barber said. My barber was from Lincoln Place too at one point. He was a weightlifter, and I think he joined the Pagans, and I think he's back now. I think he joined the Pagans, and he's back. But I remember him telling me that if you're from Lincoln Place, your dang options are very limited. And that's only if you want to stay true to your roots. If you're from Lincoln Place and you want to stay true to Lincoln Place, well, you're either going to either marry a woman from Lincoln Place, a woman from Greenfield, or from Hazelwood. Those are pretty much your three options. And that's it. But as I look at his Twitter page, well, I'm not going to give out his last name, but it looks like an Italian name. You know, it's, I guess, for example, like, say his last name was Shuley. If it was like Colin Dunlap tweet, it'd be like, wow, Shuley, Pittsburgh name, Pittsburgh Italian name, Pittsburgh Italian name, Shuley, wow, great name. I don't know about you guys, but this weekend, my family and I, we're going to hang out with Mr. Shuley. And we're having a great time. Not sure what the other losers are going to do, but I'm going to do that. Stay tuned on Monday as we try to talk to certain Twitter athletes that have blocked us. Yeah. That's pretty much that. Anyways, guys, let's close this out. I got one last thing to talk about. LeSean McCoy signs with the Bucks. And I think it's a good signing because he's going to be with Gronk. He's going to be Brady. And I think he's going to get the ball a lot more. I mean, he got the ball in Kansas City, but not a whole lot because with Pat Mahomes as your quarterback, he's going to throw the ball to whoever receiver. And Shea was like one of the top backs on that team. But as the playoffs started, he kind of faded. And when the Super Bowl came, they freaking scratched him. I mean, at least give him a goddamn carry for or once. Anyways. I'm going to end this here. Have a great week, you guys. Hail to Pitt. Talk to you later. Bye.